Microcon Podcast, coming back at you again. I'm your host, Rob Walling. In this episode, I talk through how to use this proven formula to validate your next startup idea. And I talk about a couple different ways to validate startup ideas. And the reason I use the word proven is because these approaches have been used by me and by others to help gather more information and more data. This audio is pulled from a YouTube video of the same title. Of course, you can click the link in the show notes to view the video. And one thing I want to say is validation is not all or nothing. It is much more a level of confidence that your hypothesis might be correct. And there are different hypotheses. Can I build something that people want and are willing to pay for? Can I find enough of them at scale in a way that isn't too expensive? And there are many other elements that you're trying to validate in these early days. Nothing's going to be 100%. So don't believe or fool yourself into thinking that by doing one of these basic things of, you know, setting up a landing page or talking to customers, that somehow you'll be 100% validated. And if it doesn't work, then validation is bullshit. Because that's not true. It's all just about getting a little more information, because being a founder is making hard decisions with incomplete information. And the more information you can get, the more complete your information can become. Now, can you ever get validation to 100%? Absolutely not. Can you get it to where, I don't know, maybe 30% confident? Maybe I'm 50%? Whereas, you know, 2 weeks ago you were 0% or 5%. It's just a hunch. It's just a gut feel. But if you can get that to 30, 40, 50, 60%, that's better than where you were 2 weeks ago. So I don't like to think about validation as a binary and all or nothing. And I know some people say validation is everything, and some people say validation is completely worthless. And look, neither of those is true. Validation is a tool. Know when and how to use it, and try to understand the data it's actually giving you. Before we dive into the episode, I wanted to let you know that our MicroConf Mastermind program is open for applications. I've talked a lot on this podcast about how important masterminds have been to my entrepreneurial success, but finding the right founders to join up with can be hard. Over the past few years, our team has successfully hand-matched over 1,000 founders into mastermind groups by looking at your revenue, team size, strengths, goals, and a few other data points to make sure your peer group is the right fit. Once matched, you'll also have access to our mentorship series, a 3-month program where you can connect with some great minds in sales, business development, marketing, and more. If you're looking for accountability, honest feedback about your business, and the opportunity to make new friends that care about your success, you can learn more and apply today at microconfmasterminds.com. Applications are closing soon, so make sure to get your application in by June 12th. Again, that's microconfmasterminds.com. When I first started building startups, I would spend months, oftentimes literally 6 months of nights and weekends, writing code in the veritable basement. It was actually a desk in my living room. But you get the idea. I wasn't talking to customers. I wasn't talking to prospects, because that really wasn't a common thing back then. So then I would launch, almost always to crickets. It's a lot harder than you would think to build something that anyone cares about. So if you're an aspiring founder with a handful of ideas but no idea what to do next, this video is going to walk you through my 220-200 framework of how to validate your next startup idea so you don't waste months of your time building the wrong thing. And if you stick around till the end, I'll tell you exactly which books I would read to learn more about the topics I cover in this video. I'm Rob Walling. I've started 6 companies, 5 of them bootstrapped. I've written 4 books on entrepreneurship, and I've invested in more than 170 startups. So before I dig in to the 220-200 framework, I'd like to talk a bit about startup validation, because there's a lot of myths and misconceptions around it. The first thing I want to say is that you're never going to get to 100% validation. You will never be certain that an idea will work. No matter how much validation you do, there's always going to be a shadow of a doubt, and usually a lot more than that. I like to say if you can get to 50, 60, or even 70% certainty, and even that's kind of a squishy thing, like how do you define that? But there's a mental gut feel of, yeah, I'm more certain than I was yesterday, I'm more certain than I was last week, and at a certain point it just levels out, and you get this feeling like I'm not learning anything anymore, and I need to take that next step and move into probably building something for people to look at. A big question we're trying to address with validation is, how are you going to get in front of your future customers? Because if you can't get people to talk to you today about the problem you're trying to solve, how are you going to get them to talk to you once you have something to sell? I often find that builders, makers like myself, The easy part is building, and we just want to go into a basement and code for 6 months because that's what we know how to do. But going out and talking to customers is a scary thing. If you build it, they will come is not going to happen. You have to lead people to your product. You have to do the marketing and build something people want. And that's what validation is trying to do, is get a sense of how hard is it to find people to talk to before you have a product? Because if you can't get them to talk to you now, how are you going to find them after you've invested months and months of building something that you don't even know if they want? I also want to talk about times where you may not need to validate anything. There are times where it's a really simple build. And if you can get an MVP live in 20 or 40 hours of time, that, you know, oftentimes you might spend that much validating. So if you could actually get something into the market in that amount of time, I might consider that the validation. It's when something's going to take hundreds of hours to build that you want to shortcut that and get a better idea that you're headed in the right direction. Now, I also find that some software developers use this as an excuse to just go build and not talk to people, because that, of course, is the scary part. So be realistic about how long you think it might take you to get an MVP to market. So how do you know if an idea is validated? Well, you don't. This isn't a blueprint. It's just a framework that gives you ideas and thoughts about how to be a little more confident in what you're building. And there are different ways to validate we're going to dive into today. You could put up a landing page and send people to it and measure stuff and talk to customers, or you can do direct outreach and talk to folks. I did it via email. Jason Cohen, the founder of WP Engine, I believe reached out on LinkedIn and email, and then actually did Zoom calls with folks. And so if you think about having a bunch of conversations, at the point where I had 11 people telling me, yeah, I would be willing to use Drip if you built what you're talking about, at least give it a try over the next 3 months. I got 11 yeses. Jason Cohen got 40 yeses before he launched WP Engine, which is now a unicorn. It is literally a $1 billion company. The right answer is probably somewhere in that range, 11 to 40. I mean, I think if you have 3 yeses, probably not enough. I think if you have 100 yeses, you've put in a lot of work, but have you learned anything past that 40th yes? So with that, let me talk about the 2-2200 idea validation framework. The reason it's called that is it's the amount of hours that it takes at each of the 3 steps of validation. So the first step is a 2-hour validation process. This is using the 5 p.m. framework, which I'm going to talk about in a second. I've also talked about this in a prior video, and doing things like SEO research. Then the second step is the 20 hours of conversations or building landing pages. This involves having warm or cold conversations or doing the landing page approach that I talked about earlier, or maybe a combination of the two, like I did with Drip. And then the third, the 200, is approximately, again, these are all approximations, it's a framework, but 200 hours spent actually building something, building that MVP. Doesn't necessarily need to be code, but it's getting something into the hands of your customers to start the iteration cycle. So you have an idea what the 2-20-200 framework is. Let's start with the two hours of validation. I talked about the 5 p.m. idea pre-validation framework just a couple minutes ago. It involves looking at the problem, the purchaser, the pricing model, the market, product founder fit, and pain to validate. I can literally spend 30 or 40 minutes just talking through those steps. If you want to hear an in-depth overview of the 5 p.m. idea validation framework, head to episode 628 of Startups for the Rest of Us. And that episode also tells you how to download a PDF explanation that dives further into this validation. But the idea is that you can do this in less than 2 hours. The other part of this first step is SEO keyword research. So thinking, where are there public conversations that you can learn from? Twitter, Reddit, Facebook groups. Is there paid traffic you can drive? Google, Facebook, YouTube. You're not trying to actually drive it yet. You are going to keyword tools, or you are searching in these groups to figure out, are people talking about this pain point? Where do they hang out? And what kind of search traffic, if any, is available for the product that you're trying to build? If people are not searching for it, realize that you are going to have to go seek them out. So there's going to be a lot of cold outreach and a lot of making yourself visible in their spaces. And so you can do that today in the next step, the 20-hour step, where you go into those spaces and you see if anyone cares about this problem, or you run Google ads, or you try to rank for organic search terms. But in this step, you're just researching it to try to get a broad idea of the landscape that you're trying to enter into with this idea that you want to build. We've been partnering with Lemon.io for several years, and they've proven to be a great choice when it comes to hiring for a highly skilled developer to work on your project. Here are 5 reasons why you should consider working with Lemon.io. Number 1, the time from your request to getting a candidate is just 48 hours. Number 2, Their developers have previously worked with tech giants like Apple, Google, Netflix, Airbnb, Intel, and Lego. Number three, they only provide senior devs with an average of 7 years experience. Number four, their talent pool covers more than 300 dev languages and frameworks. And lastly, number five, your hire comes with a zero-risk replacement guarantee. Customers of Lemon.io typically stick around for at least a year, proving they know how to gain your trust by delivering consistent results. Quit wasting time searching for a solid developer at a great price. Get in touch with Lemon.io. We have a special discount for fans of MicroConf. Visit lemon.io/microconf to receive a 15% discount for the first 4 weeks of working with a developer. That's lemon.io/microconf. The nice part about the 2-hour validation is, let's say you have 5 different ideas. You can do 2-hour validation on all of them and pick the one or two that resonates with you most to potentially take to the next step, which is, of course, the 20-hour validation step. This is where you talk to people. You start by having warm conversations. You go to your audience, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook groups, whether it's going to your email Rolodex, so to speak. Do people even use that term anymore? If you're under 30, do you even know what a Rolodex is? But you get the idea. You go to the people that you know who might have this problem or might have this need that you're thinking about solving. Because remember, when an entrepreneur comes to me these days and says, I have an idea for a startup, for a SaaS app, I say, don't tell me your idea. Tell me what problem it solves and for whom. And you may not be 100% certain who the ideal customer profile is, but you can take a guess. And this step allows you to have a lot of conversations and try to narrow that down and figure out who has the burning problem, who are going to be my first early access customers, and who are more lukewarm about it. So with warm conversations, you can work your network or you can work your audience. And what I was just talking about was working your network. It's the people you know. Now, if you have an audience, let's say you have a podcast or you have a YouTube channel, you got to be a little careful because there's something called the curse of the audience, which is where people want to be your friend or they want to encourage you. And so they will tell you they have a desire to use something when in fact they may not. And so you have to be pretty careful in this early stage. Audiences are not the best for building SaaS apps. They're great for building info products and selling content, courses, and information. You have to tread a little carefully if you have an audience. When Jason Cohen, who I mentioned prior, founder of WP Engine, did this, he reached out to WordPress consultants on LinkedIn. And since he was building WP Engine, which targeted WordPress folks, he made a bunch of connections and contacted people and just had conversations. The other way to do this cold is to find places where people talk about the problem online, right? I mentioned earlier Reddit, Facebook groups, potentially Hacker News, although I'm a little dubious about that. Twitter. Can you even offer to pay for conversations with experts? If you're going to be selling to WordPress folks and their consultants, I know Jason Cohen offered to pay their hourly rate to speak with him for an hour. So you kind of make it a no-brainer. Most people actually won't take you up on that. They'll do it for free, but it's always an opportunity that you can take advantage of. Another example I have of a founder who did a ton of cold calls, it was 50 or 60 cold calls to find their startup idea, is the co-founder of Senior Place. And I interviewed him in Startups for the Rest of Us, episode 589. You can listen to that interview about a software engineer who made a kajillion cold calls, and they found the idea for their now successful startup that has been funded by Tiny Seed. It's a pretty incredible story. And if you want to find out more about how to do that, listen to episode 589. Now, the other way to do 20-hour validation is to do it with a landing page. And I say this other way, like you can have the cold and warm conversations as one leg of the stool, and you can use a landing page, or you can do one or the other. I've seen both work. I personally tend to use both. Since I'm a marketer, I like to have a landing page up. And if you think you're going to have a lower touch funnel for this product, it's a good early test to build a landing page. On the page, you want to communicate the value you're going to provide or the problem that you're going to solve. You're trying to communicate a value proposition. And then you need to think about, if I already had a full-blown product and I was selling it, what strategies would I use to drive traffic to that landing page? I get this question, what strategies do you use? Well, it's the same strategies you'll use when you launch. So if you can't answer that now, you need to think about it, right? So you buy a book like the SaaS Playbook. I outlined the 20 B2B SaaS marketing strategies, and you go through, I call it the three-factor framework, but you can also buy the book Traction by Gabriel Weinberg, and you look at how you would potentially drive traffic, whether it's SEO or ads or cold outreach or LinkedIn outreach. You know, there are a lot of different strategies to do this, obviously outside the scope of this video, but I have covered that in my books and in other episodes on this show. And on the landing page, I'm going to have an attention-grabbing headline, maybe a subtitle that communicates the value, and email capture. And what I'm trying to do is communicate, this is the problem that I see. This is what I'm going to do to solve it, although I don't go into super depth. And then I have an email capture widget. And the purpose is not to build this massive launch list, although that's great. It's even if you only collect 20 or 30 emails, you then reach out to those people and you say, do you have this problem? How much would you be willing to pay to solve it? And how would you prefer that I solve it? Because sometimes you know you have a problem and an idea of a solution, but oftentimes your potential customers can give you better ideas of how to solve the problem. And lastly, we have the 200-hour step of the 220-200 framework. I actually just released a video that talked all about how to build an MVP and the different options you have, whether it's no code, whether it's human automation, or whether you're writing code. And you can check that out. Hopefully there's a link in the upper left of this video, and certainly we'll link it up in the show notes for this one. But what I want you to take away is don't jump to the 200-hour validation, because that can be a huge waste of time if you don't do the 2 and the 20 beforehand. In a second, I'm going to give you two books that I would read as next steps if you want to dive deeper into this topic. Before I do that, I want to let you know about the best online community for bootstrap SaaS founders. It's called MicroConf Connect. It's an amazing community of supportive founders. We have more than 7,000 founders and aspiring founders in the community. MicroConfConnect.com, if you want to check it out. We have a free tier so you can come in and look around. And we have a ton of folks participating. It's heavily moderated. And as I said, I believe it is the best community for bootstrap SaaS founders in the world. So now, if I was going to dive deeper into 220-200 and frankly trying to validate startup ideas, I would read two books. The first is my first book called Start Small, Stay Small. It was published in 2010, so parts of it are a little dated, but I talk a lot about building landing pages, capturing emails, doing SEO, keyword research, and it can be a great mindset shift for developers who usually think build first, but Start Small, Stay Small talks about market and marketing first. And the second book I would be looking to read is called Deploy Empathy by Michelle Hansen, and this talks all about how to talk to customers and potential customers. Now, it covers the gamut, whether you have a full-blown product and you're talking to people in support, or whether you are pre-validating or trying to validate an idea. This book can be an invaluable resource to you as you're trying to figure out exactly what questions should I be asking when you tell me to talk to customers.